Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And here we are right in the throes of all of the holidays. We wrapped up Thanksgiving. We're heading toward, you know, Christmas and New Year's and all of that. It's a really hectic time of the year. And I just wanted to take a little bit of time to talk about something that I talk about this every single year. It's the seasonal demand of senior care. And we're getting there. So, and a lot of people are like, well, wait a minute, Steve, the seasonal demand, isn't there always a demand? And that's true. There is always a demand for senior care. However, there's a cycle and there's a seasonality to it. So I'll just start with the lowest demand, and there's always a demand, but it's a little bit lower in the summertime, June, July, and August. Everyone's feeling well. It's light till 9:30 at night, you know, all of the stuff. As we move toward the end of the year, then that demand starts to increase. And then we have all of the holidays hit. And then we have New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Then we turn the page into the new year. And that's where it jumps up big time. The peak demand for senior care, the peak demand of the entire year is January and February, and I would say maybe halfway into March. You can set your clock to this every single year, January, February, halfway into March. It's up at the peak demand, and then it starts to tail down, and then we hit that lull. And again, it's not a very big drop-off, but there is a drop-off into the lowest part of that seasonality, that cyclical demand, the seasonality of senior care. Again, the low part, the summer months, and then it starts to creep up, and then boom, it jumps up every single year. A lot of people are really surprised to learn that. And so then the next question is, well, why is that? And there are two different things that would cause that. Number one, over Thanksgiving, again, Christmas, New Year, all of the stuff. You have a lot of families. Most families gather. We have some kind of family gatherings and maybe multiple gatherings. And a lot of times, you know, families A lot of times we're pretty dispersed all around the country. And so maybe you haven't been home around your parents or grandparents for an entire year, maybe even longer than that. Maybe you go to your spouse's side one year and then your side the next year. It could be a couple of years. So families gather and then they have this realization. They're like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. We didn't catch that over the phone conversations or FaceTime or, you know, all the ways that we're able to communicate. Being in person, this is a whole different situation here. We think that mom is going to need care. We think that dad is going to need care. Or your grandparents, any elderly loved one. Now that you're in person, you're seeing a lot of things. You're seeing everything a lot more accurately. So, again, families gather. Families decide to have family meetings. They talk through all this stuff, and they said, all right, we think it's time to start looking at assisted living communities, assisted living level of care for mom. But we're not in an emergency situation. Let's get through the holidays. Then after the first of the year, let's go out. Let's look at some places, and we'll choose one. So I call that a newly realized, pent-up, delayed demand. Okay, so that's what happens Thanksgiving through the end of the year. Then what happens in January and February? All heck breaks loose with the weather. We have people falling on the ice and fracturing their hips, and we have pneumonia going through the roof. The flu season is every single year, and it peaks out in January and February. COVID, I don't know if that junk is ever going to go away. So you just have a natural increase in illness in January and February. That contributes to this. Plus, that pent-up, newly realized, delayed demand. And those two things together, boom, January, February, about halfway into March. That's why it is so high during that peak demand part of the year. In this cycle, again, you can set your clock to this thing over and over and over again. Now, what I've seen recently, because I own Senior Care Consulting, and we help families and individuals find the right senior care community. I'm constantly out, in and out of all of the best places in our market here in the Kansas City Metro. And it's this way all around the country. But I don't go to places that provide poor care. My clients are interested in the very best places for their loved ones. Well, guess what I'm finding right now? I found this in November, and now definitely I'm finding it in December. The best places are already full. What? Yeah, that's right. The best places, the places that you would want to go to, they're already full right now. And they've been full for a while. And you know why? Because they're the best places. Everybody wants to go there. So if you think that you need, or you think that you either need it now, or maybe you're in one of these situations where it's the newly realized pent-up delayed demand, and you're like, oh, okay, well, we need to do something about that. Or if you can see this one coming from a mile away, and, well, let's just deal with this stuff after the first of the year, well, what's going to happen is you're going to go out into the market along with several hundred other families. And if you put a number to it, we're talking thousands of people entering the market at about the same time. And if a place had a waiting list of three people on the waiting list, that could quickly turn into 10 or 15 or 20 people on the waiting list. And I'm not exaggerating this one bit. There's already a place right now, and it's a good place. They have a standing 12-month plus waiting list. Everybody wants to go there. Right? There's another one that's getting pretty close to that. Great place. Beautiful place. Provide great care. Very nice place. They're approaching a 12-month waiting list. The other one has a 12-month plus waiting list. I'm seeing independent living portions of a continuing care retirement community with a waiting list. Used to not see that as much. Now I'm seeing it. And then I'm seeing assisted living communities, waiting lists. Now I'm seeing long-term care communities, waiting lists. So here's the whole point. Don't put this off. Oh, Steve, are you kidding me? It's the holidays. I don't want to deal with that stuff. Okay. Well, you can kick the can down the road. You can put it off. I'm just telling you. If you go out into the market and you go through, you conduct your search, go through that search and selection process. If you do that now, you might be third or fourth on the wait list. And if you put that off, you might be 10, 15, 20th on the wait list. So what I do with my clients with Senior Care Consulting is I do almost all of the work for you. There's very little of your time required. Well, Steve, it's going to take so much time. Well, yeah, if you do it on your own, people have reported for so many years spending 50 to 100 hours. If they're trying to do their homework, they're trying to visit all these different places, they're trying to get it right. And no one has that much time right now, I'll tell you that, in the throes of the holidays here. However, my clients, we spend a morning and we're done. We're usually done by or before 1 o'clock. That's because, again, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we do the vast majority of the work for you. That's part of our service, is we save you literally dozens and dozens of hours of time. And all I need from you is I'll meet you for coffee at about 8 o'clock. We're going to go out. We're going to see our top places. We're going to ask them a lot of questions, gather a wealth of information. We're done by or before 1 o'clock. Can you spare a half a day to get this done? It could be the difference of getting the place that you really want for your loved one or not. And again, that's catching your interest. You can always reach out to me, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We'll talk about that. All right, now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. The peak demand for senior care is the summertime. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Peak demand for senior care is during the summertime. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. I gave you an easy one there if you were paying any attention. And I talk about this all the time. That's the lowest demand. There's always a demand, but it's the lowest during the summertime. And again, the peak demand is January, February, and maybe about halfway into March. And again, you can bank on that. I'll tell you that. All right. So you had your family meetings and you're like, well, we think we're wanting to move. We're not sure. Steve, when is the right time? When's the best time to move? It is the most frequently asked question that I have had since 2002, when I first started Senior Care Consulting. And sometimes it's pretty obvious. Sometimes it's really obvious. I spoke with one of my clients the other day, and their mother had been hospitalized several times in just a few months. I'm like, yeah, she needs a lot of care. She's not getting it at home. And she could probably really benefit from some steady, constant care and frequently falling at home, those sort of things. So sometimes it's obvious, but I'll tell you, way more often than not, it's not quite so obvious at all. So I like to say that the following thing should trigger the conversation of considering moving from home to a senior care community. Number one, when it is no longer safe to live at home. So we have a safety issue. And there are some pretty obvious safety concerns. A lot of these would actually be related to someone living there with some memory loss, some cognitive challenges. But leaving the stovetop burners on, that's one of the most common ones I've heard. I hear this all the time. One lady had her children at home. Her mother lived in their home with them. She trusted her mother there to be with her kids. Her mom had dementia, but she was doing okay. She's all right. So she left to run to the store, and she came back. She opened the door, and she smells all of this natural gas. And she's like, oh, my gosh. All of the burners were wide open, and I'm not sure why the safety mechanisms didn't stop that. She had a gas oven, gas range top, the whole thing. One spark in that house, and that whole thing's just blown up. She completely freaked out. She grabbed her kids. She grabbed her mom. She got out of the house. The fire department had to come over the whole thing. I've also had people share stories of their loved one leaving an electric burner on, which is also, obviously, all these things are a fire issue or fire hazard or potential issue. Wandering away and not being able to find your way back home. It could be either walking away, maybe just go out for a walk and you forget how to get home. The more serious issue would be driving away and not able to find your way back home. And you hear more and more silver alerts. Be on the lookout for this person. They'll have a picture, a description, and where they were headed. And usually these things have a happy ending. Sometimes they do not. So that's a major safety issue. I had one person say, well, Steve, we're just going to lock Dad in the house. We'll just put some locks on there. We'll just lock him in so he can't get out. And I'm like, are you completely crazy? Seriously, don't you dare do that. Because if he needs to get out in case of an emergency, you just locked him in the house. If the house is on fire or whatever situation is, don't do that. Find other ways to deal with that issue. Malnutrition and dehydration. That's a major safety issue. And I have so many client stories. I could literally talk for days about these things. But I had one guy, and I met with he and his dad. His dad was such a sweet guy. And he said, Dad, tell Steve what you eat every day. Oh, I got this package of Oreos over here. And I'm like, what? So like as a little treat? Oh, no, that I eat a package of Oreos every day. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay. So he had some nutrition issues. Sometimes there's just no food in the house at all, or maybe dehydration issues. Unsanitary living conditions just due to neglect or just the inability to take care of some of those things. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. This one flies under the radar, but it's a major safety issue or concern. Not taking your medications properly, or maybe not taking them at all. That is a huge issue. And then, of course, you have the potential for elder financial abuse and other types of elder abuse. So when it is no longer safe to live at home, that should definitely trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. All right, number two, I'm going to call this a close to or maybe a 1A. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. This one is 100% avoidable, by the way. So we're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and of course your physical health. So as caregivers, we place our needs second. Everything that we need, our doctor's appointments, our everything, we just put it on the back burner. We're pouring everything that we have into being a great caregiver for this person that we love. We start skipping our doctors and dental appointments. We skip out on social events. We stop going to book club. We stop meeting with all the guys down at the donut shop Friday mornings for donuts and coffee and conversation. We quit going to church. We just withdraw from everything. Let me tell you what, stress is a powerful force. I knew one gentleman I worked with, and he said, "Steve, I took care of my wife with her first stroke. She had another stroke, and this one was worse. God love her. Wasn't her fault." And he said, "Steve, I'm doing my best, but I can't do this again. I'm going to need some help." I could see that this man was being literally crushed under the weight and the stress of being a caregiver. And so we were in the process of, you know, getting ready to go out and tour the top communities, meeting her exact needs. And I get a call from his daughter. "Oh, I understand that dad was working with you. We're going to need to go out on those tours with you. My father passed away. He had a heart attack. He died in his sleep." That's a true story. Don't let that happen. So if, and it's completely avoidable. So if you see that the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you can't let that go on very long. Because now you have two people declining, and it could have a tragic ending. And again, it's completely avoidable. Coming up next, I'm going to finish my thoughts on when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. You don't want to miss that.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, just doing a quick review of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Number one, if there's a safety issue. Number two, if the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, you got to do something about that. And I'm telling you, I withheld some of the details on that story, but this man literally did die. And he had a heart attack, and he was being crushed by the stress. He just let this go too long. If you see your elderly parent or grandparent caring for their spouse, and you see they're really struggling, and they're just starting, again, to be crushed by the stress and by the work of all of this, you've got to intervene. You have to do something about it. This is 100% avoidable, because you can fix this. You can bring in home care to give them a rest, give them a break. You can bring in, you can assemble a group of family and friend caregivers, and they can come in and they can give the primary caregiver a break. Everyone can take a shift, give them, they need a break. They need a break. Okay. You can have your loved one move somewhere for a respite stay. That's 30 days or less. Give them a time to recharge and regroup and re-energize and revitalize and recommit to being a great caregiver. And then when you come back from the break, have some of these support systems set up so that they don't get so stressed out. Encourage them to go see your doctor. Encourage them to go back to church. Encourage them to go have donuts and coffee with the guys or the ladies' book club or whatever it is. You can fix this. It's pretty easy, actually. All right. I feel like I'm getting a little preachy, but I'm pretty passionate about this stuff, folks. And I'm hoping that this is helping someone in our listening audience. I know it is. All right. Number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. Now, you know that I love home care. It's care on an hourly basis. And they can help you with so many things. They can help you around the house. They can do some laundry, some light housekeeping, a little cooking, run errands with you, run to the post office, run to the pharmacy. Maybe just hang out and watch a movie together, play some games together, read a book together, discuss current events together, whatever the case may be, some companionship, all of the above. So a home care provider can provide care and support and assistance on an hourly basis up to 24 hours a day. Now, here's the thing. This is becoming pretty expensive like everything else is in the world. So it used to be $22, $24, $25, maybe upwards of $30 an hour. Post-COVID, and a lot of other reasons, I could probably do a whole show on this some other time. Now we're looking at, you just add 10 bucks to that. 32, 34, 38, 40 bucks an hour. So if you're looking at 24-hour care, we're talking $25,000 to $30,000 a month. And I don't care how much money you have, that's a lot of money. Now, a lot of times it doesn't take that. Someone could come in 4, maybe 6 hours a day, 2 or 3 days a week, maybe every day, maybe 4 or 5, maybe all, you know, every single day. And it's a relatively affordable way to, again, give the primary caregiver a break so that they can do their thing and get away and see their doctor and all the stuff. And that could extend your stay at home for months or years. But if that need elevates to that 24-hour a day number, it could be cost prohibitive. And then finally, when the care that you provide is just not enough, just not able to keep up, why not consider changing your role from being that hands-on caregiver to the care manager or the care advocate, meaning find a great place that can provide care for your loved one so that you're not providing that hands-on, physical, everyday care. Someone else is, and they're getting paid to do that. And then you become the care manager, the care advocate. Speak for your loved one. Make sure that they're getting everything that they need. Make sure that they're getting the best care that they absolutely deserve. You know, one of my clients, I'm always reminded of this story. He said, Steve, never serve my mother foul. I'm like, what? Like, what did you just say? And he said, Steve, if it has a beak on it, my mom's not eating it. So turkey at Thanksgiving? Nope, we never had turkey. Right? Grilled chicken sandwich? Nope, never. Scrambled eggs? Not in our house. He said, she won't complain, she just won't eat it. And I'm like, okay, no one ever would guess that, ever. So, and I worked with him. We found a great place for his mother. And she and that time, at that point, she did have dementia. But she remembered anything with the beak, I'm not having anything to do with it. So he had to inform and work with the dietary department to make sure that they could provide things for his mom to eat that she would eat. And again, she wouldn't complain about it. She just wouldn't eat it. She would just go without. She would just go hungry. So speak for your loved one. Make sure they're getting the care that they need. Attend the care meetings, the care planning meetings. Make sure that everything's going well. If it's not going well, speak up. Okay, they can't fix it if they don't know about it. And just become the care manager, the care advocate. Okay, so you've decided that you're going to move. Now what? Don't do this. Don't do the old shotgun approach. All right, we're going to have a family meeting here, and Johnny, you go look at these places, and sis, now what do you think? Oh, yeah, there are a couple of places, new places on the way to work. I'm going to stop by there. Okay, and I got like three or four places I'm going to stop by, and then here in a couple of days, let's meet back together, and let's compare our notes, and we'll pick one. All right, ready? Break, right? Do not do that. This is part of the reason that it takes people 50 to 100 hours going through their search. Don't do that. The old shotgun approach. That would be like if you're in the market to buy a house and you're like, okay, there are a couple of signs in the yard down the street, and I saw a couple of houses for sale on my way to work, and oh yeah, and I heard about a couple of places here. I'm going to go check those out. Let's all, you know, let's look at this. Let's look at these houses, and then let's get back and talk about it. No one in their right mind would ever, ever house hunt like that, ever. You would make a list. You would know what you're looking for. We're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, or a 4-bedroom, 2.5, or 3-bath. We want a ranch style. We want a reverse story and a half. We want a 2, whatever. We want a large lot. We want a small lot. We want a corner lot. We want to be in this school district. We want to be out in the country. This is our budget. From here to here, this is our budget, right? You would know all of those things before you ever even thought about conducting your search. So there are a lot of things that you really need to know before beginning your search. Number one, what level of care do you need? What do you mean, Steve? Well, do you need long-term care? Do you need the assisted living level of care? Do you need the residential care level of care? Do you need Home Plus level of care? Do you need an ICF, an intermediate care facility level of care? If that sounds confusing, I'm just this is the tip of the iceberg. You have to know what level of care your loved one requires. And to figure that out, you have to know and understand the level of care provided at each one of these levels of care. And here's the easiest way that I can think to describe this. I look at the level of care as how that relates to their licensure. I try to make all this stuff super, super simple. So how are you licensed? So if you're licensed as a long-term care provider, then according to the licensure, you have to provide A, B, C, and D. And this is what you do. Assisted living, A, B, and C, and D. This is what you do. It's different than long-term care. Residential care, this is what you can do. Home Plus, this is what you can do. Intermediate care facility, this is what your licensure allows you to do. And this is what you must provide for your residents. So the first thing you need to know before beginning your search is what level of care will you or your loved one require? And after the break, I'll continue on the conversation of what to determine before beginning your search for a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so back to what you must determine before ever beginning your search for a senior care community. This could be independent living, assisted living, long-term care. It could be all of the above in a continuing care retirement community. So what level of care do you need? I just talked about that. I relate that directly to licensure. That's a simple way to look at that. All right, number two, what type of care do you need within that level of care? Do you need just, for lack of a fancy term, I just call it general care. Just everyday, day-to-day, good old general care. Do you need general care? Do you need memory care? Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Just as simple as that. Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Do you need mental health care that's very specialized? Do you need hospice care or respite care? So, you have to determine the level of care required. And then what type of care will you need? And when I work with our clients with Senior Care Consulting, I look at this, I look at the big picture, and I also try to project our potential needs down the road. So our loved one is showing signs of cognitive issues. There's not an official diagnosis of dementia, but it's pretty clear that's what we're looking at here. So our loved one may be perfectly fine with general care for now, but at some point down the road, we want to make sure that memory care is available at the places that we consider, because here's the deal. If you choose a place that will meet your loved one's needs today, and you go along just great, then all of a sudden, 6, 12, 18, 24 months down the road, all of a sudden, your loved one needs memory care. Well, we don't have a memory care neighborhood or unit here. You're going to have to move. I can't tell you how many times that happens. So that doesn't happen with Senior Care Consulting clients. We plan this stuff out. I like to look ahead and plan for all of the different potential issues or challenges or possibilities. Okay, so what type of care will you need today and into the future? And then the 800-pound elephant in the room? How are we going to pay for this? It's really expensive. So if you hear the term private pay, that means that this is as simple as it gets. You're paying for it. It's coming out of your pocket. You're using your resources to pay on a monthly basis to pay for that care. So private pay, Medicare, what does Medicare cover? What's it going to pay for? What about Medicaid? How do you qualify for that? How does it work? What will it pay for? Maybe you have long-term care insurance. I've looked at so many long-term care insurance policies to help my clients understand what it pays for, how it works. When is this thing going to kick in? How long is the elimination period? If you've had an inflation rider over the last 20 years, do you have the most recent printout from your company on what that daily rate will be? Because it'll be probably double what it was at the beginning. Okay, so what are we looking at there? Do you qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit that will help veterans and the surviving spouses pay for the high cost of senior care? All right, so what level of care do we need? What type of care do we need? And then payment method. How are we going to pay for all of this? And then location. Location is always important. We always want to be as close as possible. My question is, how far out are you willing to drive for the best care for your loved one? And most folks are pretty reasonable with that. And they're not going to say, well, Steve, it has to be within 1 mile of my house because I want it to be very convenient. No one says that. Oh, Steve, I don't know. I'm willing to drive half hour, you know, each one way. Or an hour, or they'll just let me know, yeah, maybe 10, 20, 30, 50 miles, whatever it is. So that helps us with our location parameters. And then any personal preferences and needs. That's something very specific to you and your loved one. One of my clients said, Dad. They didn't say dad. One of my clients said, their dad has played piano for 50, 60 years. And she said, Steve, my dad can just play the heck out of the piano. It just makes him happy. It just fills him up. It would be great if they had a piano there that dad could play. And I'll guarantee you, he'll go over to that piano, he'll start playing, and pretty soon there are going to be people gathering. And then pretty soon there's going to be some dancing and some singing going on, and it's a beautiful thing. And guess what? I'm a musician. I get that. So I don't think it would be nice to have. I think that's a we got to have. So any personal preferences and needs. So level of care, type of care, payment methods, location, personal preferences and needs. You need to understand and identify all of that before ever even thinking about beginning your search for a senior care community. Whew, if all of that sounds overwhelming, it is. If it sounds complicated, it is. It just is. You can't go out and just look at places. You can go out and talk to 5, 6, 10 different assisted living communities, and guess what? You're probably going to hear something a little bit different and maybe a lot different from each and every one of those places. There's a lot of variations out there. Okay, you might even hear some misinformation. So, I look at all of these groups online, and somebody says, "Well, I need something," and so all these people chime in with all of these ideas and comments and options, and I'm sitting there going, "Oh my gosh, it's pretty incredible," and it's pretty apparent and obvious that a lot of these folks don't know what they're talking about. And they're putting out some absolute wrong information out there into the public, into the marketplace. All right, so you got to be careful where you're going to get your information. And you want to do this right, you want to get it right. So, again, if you're interested in having some assistance from Senior Care Consulting, we can jump on this thing. Like I said, I need your morning until about 12:30 or 1 o'clock. That's all the time that I'll need from you. I do the vast majority of the work for you and on behalf of you and your family. And we can get your name on a wait list so that you can comfortably move after the first of the year, after the holidays, and then we're just managing that waitlist situation. But we already know where we're headed. We've already done the heavy lifting. If you need help with that, again, Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.